The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's this Terry Fontenot sound, guys. Yesterday, Terry Fontenot stepped up to the podium. He addressed the media. And I want to get into kind of what your grade would be overall for what his press conference was yesterday. But the first thing that actually popped out to me was his answer about, hey, is this job that we've done this year, is it good enough?
Well, first of all, I'm going to be real clear that we haven't done a good enough job. I haven't done a good enough job. We haven't won enough. And so when you haven't won enough, it starts with me. That's my job to make this team a consistent winner. And I haven't done a good enough job. It's my job to help everyone in the building be as effective as they can in their roles so we can win more games. We haven't done a good enough job of that.
When you hear somebody like that step up to a podium, like, it's like his goal in that setting with that answer is, I'm going to take the legs out from under this conversation before it even starts. Like, the because the people that want their pound of flesh on the socials and everybody else listening now are going, yeah, well, yeah, you're right, you didn't do a good enough job.
Don't forget, there's always, and I'm not saying our media is pretty good about not just trying to sabotage people, but there's a lot of media members that are sitting in a room like that. And their goal is they don't hear exactly what they want to hear, they go on the defensive.
They just keep asking.
Yeah. Asking. I said it the other day. We're in a state of the media to where we kind of treat coaches and players like kids treat their parents. I want the PlayStation. You can't have it, but I want it. And then you keep asking, right, and you find different ways, and you come back six or seven, and you're all you want is the answer. You want to hear the answer that
right.
You want.
You keep asking.
And when you
thinking it's going to change.
You kind of like, you basically, you're defanging the media when you do that.
Yeah.
You're taking their bite away, and you're saying, look, y'all right? Now you at, now I'm, and I'm also opening the field to say we're kind of having an honest conversation. And that also leads to, I feel like it leads to better questions about guys that didn't perform or places that you failed in that maybe you can talk about why he, and maybe you get an answer why Terry thinks you failed.
Right. And I agree with that. And look, he hasn't done a good enough job. It's just point blank. He hasn't done a good enough job.
And it's weird because his first 2 years, he was so handcuffed by the salary cap and what was going on. But then the last 2 years, we were sold on, we have money, we are trying to win, and you have fallen four games under 500 in those last 2 years to the point where, okay, well, you had 2 years to kind of get your feet and figure out what you wanted to do, and now you did it, and nothing came out of it.
Yeah. The highlight of the presser yesterday to me, or at least the most notable part, all right, is when he is asked directly about the future of Kirk Cousins on this team.
Yes. So, you know, when we gave Kirk Cousins 2 years guaranteed. So when you do that, you expect to get high level quarterback play for two seasons. We understand that didn't happen. Nobody was happy to make the switch at that time. And we wanted to, again, to get that high level quarterback play for two seasons. So now what happens is we had to accelerate that plan and go to Mike earlier, and yet we're the allocation at the quarterback position, the cap allocation is we're eighth in the league. That's what we had planned for, where Kirk is the starter. He's not the starter anymore, but we're very comfortable moving forward with him as a backup. He's handled himself extremely well through the entire process from start to finish, from when he came in the building. And, you know, in these adverse situations, that's when you show your true character. Kirk's a great man, and he's been great support for Mike, a great teammate, great support for everybody in the building. So we're very comfortable moving forward with him as the backup.
very comfortable moving forward with him as a backup. Now, if you are like me, everything you've peered at, NFL Network, ESPN.com, whatever, that's the headline. We are very comfortable moving forward with him as a backup. Now, there's two parts of that, in my opinion. Number one, he has to say that. Like, there's no other way around it. He has to come out and say,
sure,
we're comfortable moving forward with him as a backup. Sure. If not, even if you wanted to trade him, you have absolutely nothing to be able to back you up in a trade conversation if you say, well, it's time to move on. That's not going to be part of the conversation. Now, the conversation that you'll hear throughout our show and probably the rest of the radio station, I know Carl and Mike talked about it last evening. They do such a good job talking about these kind of things, but I don't see eye to eye with a lot of things they're talking about. And I tweeted this out yesterday. I'm curious to get your thoughts on it. I think it makes a lot of sense for all parties involved if he is the backup. I think it makes a ton of sense. Listen, here's the thing. You're going to pay the money.
Well,
he's going to want to play quarterback. He's got a no-trade clause. His family has moved into a house that they've redone. They're not leaving Atlanta. I just think it makes a ton of sense for him to be around. Not only that, but 2 years ago, I don't have the numbers from 2024. 2 years ago in 2023, there were 9 starters in the NFL that made it all the way through the season without having to miss a start.
Okay.
9
yep.
of the 32. So you're probably going to need him at some point. And I hate to say that out loud, but you're probably going to need him at some point. We talked about Kirk Cousins being a coach on the field. You're going to want a veteran backup at some point. You're going to have to eventually spend another $5 to $6 million if you want to bring in a different veteran backup. It makes a ton of sense if Kirk is willing to do it, in my opinion, to have Kirk Cousins stay in the building. I know people don't want to hear that, but that's how I see it.
Okay, well, let's play the game. Let's just play the money game. So, first off, when he says he's comfortable.
Show me the money.
First off, to me, the word comfortable means from a financial. All the other stuff you want to say, that's great. You're right. You're absolutely right. But to me, when I heard that, see, I listened to it. I just hear it some things differently because I think that's the player in you. But I'm thinking about the business side. Immediately what I heard was we already spent the money. We knew we spent the money. We know what it's going to be. And we're comfortable with it because we had a plan for him to be a 2-year player, and we planned on competing and winning with him as a 2-year starter. Not cutting him, nothing like that. But let's just go through the money part of what it was going to cost. If he stays here as the backup and you don't touch it, at the end of the day, it's going to be a 2-year, $100 million deal, but his cap hit will be $40 million this year. Okay? So that is, and now
that's his cap hit, and that's his salary, right? Like those are lined up.
That's what you're telling me. His salary is his base salary is different because that cap hit has guaranteed money in it. Okay, so in other words, don't just worry about his cap hit. That's what matters.
Okay.
It's $40 million. So that's $40 million that you don't have to spend anywhere else. Now, Michael Penix, his cap number is going to be 5. So you plan for $45 million, okay? That makes sense?
Sure.
That's your starter and your backup.
Right.
$45 million.
You were planning for 45 to be in that quarterback room.
If you cut him with a June 1st designation, the dead cap is $40 million. Post June 6-1 release, it's $40 million. And then you have no money, so it's a wash. In other words, that's why if you cut him, it's $40 million. Then you got Michael Penix at 45. Then you got to go get another guy for $5 to $8 million because backups are quality backups start around 5.
Right.
And
Taylor Heineke made 4. I think Flacco made 6. You're right there in that window.
And Gardner Minshew made 8 last year, which he was kind of we think he's going to be day one start. So in other words, you're losing more money now if you cut him
right
with a June 1st designation.
Right. And that's kind of how I feel about it. And we'll continue to talk about it moving forward.